Global Partners this week withdrew its application to install a crude heating oil facility at the Port of Albany. Although the decision is good news for residents of the city's South End, tenants of the Ezra Prentice homes are still battling other environmental issues. One resident likened life in Ezra Prentice to between a rock and a hard place, referring to tanker cars sitting on railroad tracks that border the complex on one side and busy South Pearl Street that cuts through the property. Tenants Association President B.B. White says noise from train activity has been an ongoing problem.
The sounds of this train all at once come from nowhere. Bang! Bang! All through the day, all through the night. And sometimes it's a smell come through. That's why a lot of people don't sit in the back and cook out. Because when that smell comes through, man, you have to go in the house.
If it isn't trains, it's big trucks rumbling across South Pearl Street.
I stand out there every morning. I'm a crossing guard. I stand out there every morning. And, man, it's rough. Sometimes I have to wear a mask. Big trucks come through and stop at that light and all that stuff that I have to inhale and all. Plus, I know it's bad on the kids because I have about 40 or 50 kids standing out there waiting on the bus. And when those diesels and everything come through, those kids inhaling all that stuff. And it's sure enough rough in the morning time. Kids be out coughing and stuff. Sometimes I just scrub my head. It's a lot of times it makes you want to cry.
In August 2016, then-Sierra Club President Aaron Mayer said the residents' struggle with air and noise pollution represented a glaring example of what some call environmental racism.
There is a toxic cocktail of emissions coming out of the Port of Albany. And maybe no one piece is, as they say, a contributor to a cancer risk, but the combination of them may be a significant contributor. And we don't know how people's risk, because everybody carries their burden of risk. And a child may not present it now, but the child may present a cancer outbreak due to its exposure right now. So what needs to be done is the health monitoring of this community.
Almost a year later, New York State Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Basil Segos held a press conference at Ezra Prentice to announce that Albany's South End Neighborhood Air Quality Initiative had gone live. Albany Common Councilor Dorcia Pleers welcomed reporters who showed up to experience firsthand the diesel smoke and noise.
We know that there are roughly 1,000 trucks traveling on this street in this residential community on a daily basis.
Appleers and the Ezra Prentice residents aren't sitting on their hands while the data is being collected and analyzed.
One of the immediate next steps is, for me, is attending a community meeting scheduled for May 31st. It will be held at the Ezra Prentice Community Room at 625 South Pearl Street. This meeting is very important because we will be, as a community, getting updates from the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation on the Comprehensive Air Quality Study. In addition, CDTC will be there to provide updates on the origin and destination truck traffic study that they conducted, given some of the complaints that residents have about the trucks traveling through this residential community. And lastly, New York State Department of Transportation will be there to also provide some updates to residents regarding concerns that they have.
DEC spokesperson Erica Ringwald says the agency is working with the community, the City of Albany, and the State Department of Transportation to get a clear understanding about the air quality issue and the primary sources of ultrafine particulate matter and benzene in the South End community.
We also hope to better understand how traffic, specifically the types of vehicles and traffic patterns, like time of day, vehicle speed, stoplights, influence pollution. Finally, we hope to learn enough to identify opportunities for reducing traffic-related pollution at Ezra Prentice Homes. We anticipate sharing the results of our year-long study with the community later this year, and will take appropriate action to protect the health of this community and the environment.
There's a link to view South End Monitoring Station air quality in real time at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.